Welcome to the 2014 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Today's games are presented by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area. Please Bar and Grill, open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Jersey Shore Arena, Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Smash Burger, now open in Brick at Route 70 and Cedar Bridge Avenue. Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. Carl's, your first choice in home improvements. Modular Homes Factory Direct, rebuild your home and restore your lifestyle. And Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier to the Shore Sports Network. Let's head down to the court for our exclusive radio coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament.
One spot already decided and in the books. The top seed, Point Pleasant Beach, knocking off number four, Matawan, 53-39. Their opponent yet to be determined as we get you set for semifinal number two here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 AM on the mobile device by downloading the Radio Pup app and, of course, along the waves of the internet at shoresportsnetwork.com. Lakewood coming in as the 3 seed, 21-3 overall. They've won their last 12. CBA 16-4. The second seed are the Colts, as Kevin kind of gave you the history for these teams. CBA dominated this tournament for several years, Kevin, but as you mentioned, a little bit of a drought for this Colt team, at least in terms of their history and their own perspective. The opportunity here to play, you know, I think maybe contrasting styles when you look at Lakewood and CBA, just what either one of these teams can do. Lakewood with the advantage, obviously, of having some players back from last year's team that went all the way to the final and won it.
Matt, I agree with you, and I think, you know, the whole thing for CBA is the bar for them has been greater than any other team in the Shore over the last 30 years or so. I mean, anything less than usually winning the Shore Conference Tournament or at least getting to the finals, of, oh, what's wrong with CBA? So when you have that much success, it's lofty goals. And, you know, you heard Noah Yates talk about the fact being the number one seed, everyone comes in. CBAs have been like that all the time. They take the court, especially when they play a Shore Conference team like that all the time. But it has been a relatively quiet couple of years by Colts standards. Certainly things have turned around a bit this year with a 16-4 record as they look to get a spot in the finals for the first time since 2010. And yes, several of these Lakewood players were a key part of last year's Shore Conference Tournament Championship team. And again, the kind of schedule Lakewood plays. Both these teams never afraid to play anyone in a non-conference game. It always helps this time of year.
As we said, the combined just seven losses on the season. CBA 16-4, Lakewood at 21-3. The Colts are still out on the floor warming up. Lakewood has made their way back into their locker room for last-minute preparations from their head coach, Randy Holmes. Jeff Billett, the head man for CBA, will step out, take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll go through the starting lineups for you and get you set for the tip-off of tonight's second semifinal, the winner to join Point Pleasant Beach in the finals. We're back in 2 minutes with the starters on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area, including their newest in Lakewood, Lacey, Manahawkin, and a second Toms River location on Mule Road. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider for the Lakewood Blue Claws.
CBA with a 61-46 win over St. Rose in the round of 16. Beat Neptune 50-47 in the quarterfinals the other day to get to this point in the semis. As for Lakewood, they topped Toms River North in the round of 16, then beat Long Branch 44-28 in the quarterfinals. So this is the matchup here tonight. Let's run through the starting lineups and start first with the third-seeded Piners under the direction of former Piner Randy Holmes, who, of course, won the championship a year ago. Naquez Joshua will start in the backcourt. He is a 6-foot junior, wears number 4. He'll be joined in the backcourt by number 22, Amir Tyler, who is a 6-foot sophomore, averaging double figures at 11 points per game. The front court, number 10, Dan Nyblack, a 6'3 senior wearing number 10. Number 12, Maurice Diawara, a 6'4 senior. And the man in the middle is number 44, Ben Watson. He is a 6'8 senior. He is a load. Certainly inside will be a hard player to deal with for CBA. Jeff Billett, the head coach. He's a former Colt as well. So both of these guys coaching their alma maters at the high school level. And Billett's Colts coming in as the 2 seed in the tournament. It'll be number 1, Jack Laffey, to start in the front court at one of the forward spots. The rest of the makeup of the lineup, number 20, Louis Polari. He is a 6'4 senior. Chima Ekabar will start in the front court as well. Ekabar, a 6'5 senior. In the backcourt, number 33, Robbie Kennedy, the 6'1 senior. And number 41, Pat Andre, is the 6'7 sophomore center.
Road to the semifinals of both these teams, Matt. The second-seeded Colts with an opening round bye, then a 61-46 win over St. Rose, and on Sunday, a 50-47 victory over Neptune. Tim Andre has been their key player with 45 points in the 2 Shore Conference tournament wins. For the third-seeded Pioneers of Lakewood, an opening round bye, then an 82-61 win over Toms River North, and then a 44-28 win over Long Branch. Quite a contrast from a high-scoring game to a defensive struggle. No doubt about it, the man for them has been Dan Nyblack with 46 points in those 2 Shore Conference tournament victories.
So semifinal number 2 getting set to get up and rolling about 2 minutes away from tip-off, CBA and Lakewood. Two of the most storied programs in Shore Conference history, all trying to get themselves into the finals. The winner of this one will take on top seed Point Pleasant Beach. One more. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was going to say, Matt, just a quick check of the history of this event. CBA has won it 16 times, the first being 1984. So they've won it 16 times in 29 years that they've really been around. Actually, they got to the finals at 83, so 16 times in a 30-year period. That's fairly impressive.
Every other year it averages out to be.
Including some really interesting stretches. From 84 to 88, they won it 4 times in a 5-year period. Then 93 to 96, 4 in a row. 2 in a row, 2000 and 2001. Back-to-back in 05 and 06. Back-to-back in 2009 and 2010. For Lakewood, of course, they go back a little bit further. They won their first of 8 Shore Conference championships in 1944, beating Toms River, one school that is. As we said, the Pioneers have won it 8 times. Their most recent, of course, last year when they beat Point Pleasant Beach. So between them, 24 Shore Conference tournament titles. And as we said, no question, they are two of the better programs in the history of the Shore.
Starting lineups getting set to be introduced. We'll duck out for 1:30-second timeout. Come back with the opening tip-off of this one. Lakewood and CBA right around the corner. Stick around on the Shore Sports Network.
And our coverage of the SCT is brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit them at buycarls.com.
3 of the 4 spots for Championship Saturday have been punched already. Girls' final all set. We established that last night with St. Rose and Manasquan. Point Beach, the top seed, has advanced on the boys' side, and we await the 4th spot, which will come at the conclusion of tonight's second semifinal on the boys' side, as number 2, CBA, getting set to take on number 3, Lakewood.
The officiating crew, Matt, for the second semifinal, 3 more good ones. I thought the first game was superbly officiated. John Werner, Mike Fogarty, and Ryan Murray on the whistle for this CBA-Lakewood confrontation.
Lakewood will be in the away jerseys tonight, all blue. Blue jersey, Lakewood across the chest in white, white numerals, blue shorts with the white trim. CBA in the home whites tonight as the 2 seed. CBA across the chest in dark blue with the lighter blue outline, white shorts with the dark blue piping. Run through the lineups for you one more time for Lakewood. Naquez Joshua, Dan Nyblack, Maurice Diawara, Amir Tyler, and Ben Watson. Colts will counter with Jack Laffey, Louis Polari, Chima Akekabar, Robbie Kennedy, and Pat Andre.
You know, what I've always found interesting about this Shore Conference tournament, the semifinal night, is maybe more so than any other night, you have a large percentage of people here who are not fans of either team or any of the teams. This is the night that brings out the Shore Conference basketball fan, those that just like high school basketball. So when you hear, unlike a home game, you know, when you hear the starting lineups introduced, it's not like, you know, everyone's cheering for one. Half the people in the building aren't cheering for either. They're just here for a good basketball game.
Just want to see a good game, as do we. Jumping center, it will be Louis Polari and Ben Watson. You can hear off in the backing right now the student section of CBA, known as the Colt Crazies. Lakewood wins the opening tip. They'll be coming at us in this first half. It'll be number four, Naquez Joshua, to start with his hands on the basketball. CBA in a man-to-man defense. Here is Joshua, able to penetrate. Watson couldn't put the layup attempt down from the left side, and CBA getting their first crack with it.
Well, Big Ben just couldn't convert. Had the little bunny inside, but too strong off the iron.
Akekabar up top for Andre. Worked around the perimeter for Robbie Kennedy. Kennedy will pull back out and reset. Chima Akekabar spinning his way against Watson. Lakewood also in a man-to-man defense. Here's Polari trying to weave through traffic. Akekabar with the catch and the finish down inside. His first two gives CBA a 2-0 advantage. Minute in to our first quarter.
Averages just over five a game, and he gets the opening basket of the night.
Here's the drive by Joshua. Offensive foul whistled inside. Akekabar drew the charge. And for Naquez Joshua, his first, team's first.
Just a bit out of control on the drive that time. Akekabar doing a nice job to draw the offensive foul.
Laffey puts it in play. Lakewood will come full court pressure. Akekabar breaks the pressure. Andre from the right side goes glass. And Pat Andre, the team's leading scorer, with his first two. CBA jumping out to a 4-0 advantage.
And the young man, I believe, has the potential to be one of the real good CBA players. Just a sophomore, started all season as a freshman, getting better all the time.
Almost a turnover down on the floor. Players with a wild scramble. Lakewood able to come away with it. Watson going to the rack. He'll lay this one in from the left side. 4-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Polari matched up one-on-one with Amir Tyler. Here's the drive by Laffey. Akekabar with the long-range jumper. It's a two just inside the line, and Akekabar's got four. 6-2 the advantage for CBA. Inside of six to go in the first quarter. Here's the drive by Diawara. Double clutch hanging layup from the left side. 6-4 the score. Akekabar, nice move inside. He'll kick outside. Here's a long three on the way. Rimming halfway down, but then kicking out for Andre. Long rebound. Last touched and deflected by Lakewood. It'll be CBA basketball.
Mo Diawara reminds me a little bit of Tyrese Beverett in that, Matt, he does just about everything. He'll play defense, he'll pass the ball, he'll rebound, he'll score, whatever you need to do. A real complete player.
Akekabar with it, hands off Robbie Kennedy. Bouncing down on the baseline, Pat Andre with the floating jumper. That's off the mark. Rebound kick into Amir Tyler. Two on two. Tyler leading off. We'll have a block inside. Count it, and the foul. Dan Nyblack with the basket. His first deuce of the night. And we are tied at six.
Nyblack has really, really exerted himself and become the key offensive player for this Pioneer team. Averages just over 15 a game and has been superb in the Shore Conference tournament.
Free throw good. Nyblack with three. Gives Lakewood their first lead here of the night. 7-6 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Kennedy working hard to bring it up court against Joshua. Kennedy pushed Joshua away.
Boy, did he get away with one there.
And will fire a three from the left side and connect. Robbie Kennedy, who scores five a game, more than halfway there with his first triple of the night. 9-7 the advantage for the Colts. Inside of five to go, quarter number one. Diawara setting up the offense left side. Skip pass right corner for Tyler. He'll catch, flip up top for Joshua. Now work down on the block. Here's Watson. Had a shot rejected by Andre.
Now Pinus working it inside to Big Ben. That's his third shot from underneath already.
Laffey with a catch and shoot from the right corner. Off the mark. Tyler with the rebound. Lakewood trying to run. Tyler breaking the defense down. A block inside will be called on Robbie Kennedy. It'll be his first and the first CBA foul. Couple of free throws coming up for Amir Tyler. Nine-7 the advantage for CBA. Free throw coming up by Tyler is good. His first point of the night.
Tyler, just a sophomore, is also a standout football player for the Piners, as are several of these basketball players.
Second one also good. We won't say that about anybody that plays for CBA. No football stars. 9-9 our score. 4:20 to go first quarter. Laffey walks it up, breaks the timeline with the dribble. Hands off Polari. Now it's Kennedy on the right wing. Dribbles left, stops top of the key. Hands to Polari. Polari looking for a screen from Akekabar. Moving away from it, will drive down the right side of the lane. Missed the shot. Loose ball tipped up. Watson controls for Lakewood. Here's Joshua handing back out for Diawara. Diawara will set the offense up on the right wing. Flip left for Tyler. Bit more left for Joshua. Now it's Diawara. Colts have shifted into a 2-3 zone. Diawara with his hands back on the ball. Bounce pass left for Joshua. Back to Diawara. Here's a three on the way for Tyler. Air ball thrown up. Watson had it, but he stepped on the baseline. Watson trying to angle for a call, saying the other guy pushed me. I don't know that he's going to win many of those arguments when you maybe outweigh everyone by a good solid 60, 70 pounds.
Mike Fogarty said, though, come on, how could he push you?
9-9, the score holds. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Robbie Kennedy walks it up court, hands off Laffey. Akekabar gets it between the circles. Polari now a touch, shaded right top of the key. Going to drive, and an offensive foul will be called. Down low inside on Louis Polari. It'll be his first and the team's third.
Kind of a bit out of control there, Matt. There was really nowhere to go, and he sort of just steamrolled into the lane, probably hoping to get fouled, but he got called for a foul.
Diawara breaks the timeline with the dribble. Trying to go one-on-one against Laffey. Kicks outside on the left wing for Joshua, who will pull back out and reset between the circles. Diawara posting up Kennedy down low. Double comes. Somebody should be open. Tyler the man for a second. Watson now at the foul line will float a jumper and hit. Nice touch by the big fellow who's got four and gives Lakewood their biggest lead so far tonight, 11-9. 2:25 to go and rolling quarter one. Boss swung around the perimeter. Kennedy down on the right wing. Dumps inside for Andre. He'll float one up. Missed the runner going baseline. Ball deflected out. Last touch by CBA. It'll be Lakewood basketball. First substitution into the game. Jack Laffey replaced by Evan Gordonier.
Want to remind our listeners that you can read and see complete coverage of tonight's doubleheader from Matt Manley and Scott Stump, our guys, on SureSportsNetwork.com, both your courtside.
Lakewood basketball right now. Diawara leading off for Joshua, right wing. Back to Diawara on the left side. Inside feed at the foul line for Tyler, who didn't like what he saw. Pulls back out. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Watson had the ball inside. He'll get called for a travel. And CBA will benefit with a turnover. Kennedy under the eye of Naquez Joshua. Starting left, going right, had it stripped away. Nyblack will go in and lay it in. Went to dunk and then bounced around the rim. Did drop through for the basket. He's got five. And Lakewood up 13-9. Kennedy almost has his pocket picked again. Then weaves his way through traffic. Leaves off for Andre on the right side. That ball deflected out of bounds, and it will stay with CBA.
Nyblack's lucky that went in because you know he would have gotten busted by his teammates.
Kennedy off the inbounds finds Polari on the right wing. Polari on the clear out. Works against Tyler. Runs through. Gordonier the three on the way. That's good. Gordonier provides good little punch off the bench for CBA, averaging 7.5 per game. 21 threes, make it now 22. Inside of a minute, it's 13-12. Lakewood with a one-point advantage. Piner's playing catch on the perimeter. Here's Joshua, leaving for Diawara. Now the feed inside. Watson has trouble hanging onto the ball from the baseline. Kicks back up top for Joshua. And then Watson, who just stepped back into play, will get whistled for being out of bounds. It'll be CBA basketball.
Now, you mentioned Gordonier. I think people are aware that his younger brother, Jamie, is the outstanding linebacker at Red Bank Catholic, a junior, a highly recruited junior already with many scholarship offers.
A couple of subs into the game for CBA. Check the roster in just a second for the Colts. Back in Jack Laffey, who has it now between the circles. Ben Watson playing I believe Sean Belby, who we have as 5, has checked in as 15. Polari on the drive, had it stripped, clock winding down, and Polari's 3-point attempt off the mark. We've played one. It is Lakewood 13, CBA 12. We're back right after this quick 30-second timeout with more on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's broadcast made possible by Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City, JC Pontoon, and Angler Dealers, who can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit OceanBeachMarina.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams getting set for the start of quarter number 2. Second semifinal with Lakewood leading CBA by a score of 13-12. Colts with the basketball. Sean Belby into the game. We have verified it is Belby, who wears number 15 for CBA. Dumps down on the right baseline for Andre. And a foul will be called on Lakewood off of a double team. It'll be charged to Dan Nyblack. It will be his first. Team second. CBA will run a baseline inbound play. Gordonier almost had it stolen, but the loose ball goes to Andre. Backdoor cut for Belby, who's held on his way up by Naquez Joshua. That's going to be his second and the team's third.
Well, that was a nice pass. There was not a real lot of room there on the backdoor cut, but managed to get it to Belby, who was fouled and will go to the line for two.
Let's change that foul call. They whistled against Ben Watson, number 44, and not Joshua, number 4. For Watson, his first and the team's third. Belby makes the first of two free throws. Second one on the way, also good. CBA grabs the lead back here. Early stage of the second quarter, 14-13. Ball will be walked up by Naquez Joshua. He'll be picked up by Belby. CBA is shifted back to the man-to-man. We've seen man and zone so far from the Colts. Inside pass for Diawara on the block. Holds the pivot foot. Leaves for Watson. Left elbow jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound handled by Laffey for CBA.
I don't know if Randy Holmes wants Ben Watson shooting jump shots.
Here's a jumper for Laffey. Just inside the three-point line on the right side. Long rebound off the miss coming to Joshua. He wants to run. Gets up court quickly. Hands off to Tyler, who will flip on the left side to DOR and CBA, changing the look up again, going back to the zone. Inside Diawara, left off for Watson, who wasn't at home for the pass. CBA getting down court quickly. Ball deflected out of bounds. It will be CBA to maintain possession with 6:43 to go. Second quarter, Colts up 14-13. Off the inbound, handled by Gordonier. Gordonier will throw up top, half-court circle for Polari. Now Laffey with it. He'll come right with the dribble, comes through the lane. He's bumped on the drive. That foul will be whistled on Amir Tyler. That'll be his first, team's fourth, non-shooting foul. Another inbound play for CBA.
Both games tonight, several times where guys driving the lane with really no options were fortunate in drawing fouls because they were just not in position to pass or shoot, and that was an example just before.
Turnover coming here as Polari was driving to the basket, stepped on the baseline. So it'll be Lakewood basketball. Substitution in for both teams. Ryan Lawrence, number 5 for the Piners, 6'2 junior. And Chima Akekabar comes back in for CBA. Joshua walks it up court under no pressure. New man Lawrence gets a touch on the left side. Here's a drive and a reverse layup up and in for Dan Nyblack, who continues to lead Lakewood in scoring. He's got 7.
Boy, Nyblack not afraid to go in the middle against Andre. Good head fake, drew him and got the easy basket.
15-14 now, Piners with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass down on the right block for Andre. Hook shot going to the baseline, no good. Akekabar gets the loose ball rebound, threw one up wildly. Gordonier had another crack. He was bumped. Jeff Billen wanting a foul, not going to come. Lakewood in transition. Here's a corner jumper for Nyblack, who gets decked by Gordonier. Getting whistled for his first and the team's fourth.
Well, I would think Jeff Billen has a valid argument on that last play.
Again, our vote doesn't count.
Not a thing.
Free throw by Nyblack is up and in. He's got 8. And look who just showed up. From event to event. How was the wrestling? And Coach Quick. Ed Sarluka on point. I would say I needed another water, but we just got restocked up. Second one by Nyblack is also good. Make it 17-14 in favor of Lakewood. 5:40 to go. Second quarter. Polari bringing it up court, driving right through the lane, running into Watson, who had slid over a little bit late. And it'll be Watson with the foul. That's going to be the big guy's second and the team's fifth.
Watson never flinched, and Polari looked like his shoulders were going to come by.
Watson is a big dude, 6'8". You think he goes?
Oh, I think he's 3 bills, close to 3 bills. He's an offensive lineman for the Piners. Plays left guard and left tackle.
First free throw by Polari off the mark, no good. Polari, the team's second leading scorer, still looking for his first point of the night. He'll have one more chance here from the free throw line. That one rimming out, no good. Watson clears the glass for the Piners. Joshua bringing it up court. Flips for Lawrence on the right side. Now the Colts will shift back man-to-man. Inside feed for Watson. Double comes. Watson going baseline. Threw up a wild shot with a right hand. No good. Andre limping a little bit. Here's a 3 on the way from Polari. That's good. First basket of the night for Louis Polari. Ties it at 17. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter. Diawara trying to break down Akekabar. Driving to the basket. shot off the mark. Watson had a chance at the rebound, saved it underneath his own hoop, picked up, however, by Gordonier. Here's Kennedy in transition. Ball was kicked out of bounds. Last touched by Lakewood. It'll be CBA basketball.
4:42 left in a second quarter. That is kind of slowed down a bit now. We have pretty good pace in the first quarter, but it's teams are struggling again on the offensive end like we saw earlier in the opening game for a while.
It was 13-12 in that first quarter. And teams not really finding the mark so far. CBA off the inbound. It's Polari to pull back out and reset. 4.5 to go, quarter two. Kennedy checked by Joshua. Leads off Akekabar. Back to Polari on the left wing. Shaded right top the key. Andre gets a touch. Pat Andre's been quiet. Just 2 points so far tonight. Posted up down low. Good ball fake by Laffey. Tried to feed inside for Andre. Ball deflected out of bounds by Lakewood. It'll stay with CBA.
At 6'7", Andre in many cases has size advantage inside, but not tonight when Watson's on him, as you said, is 6'8 and a wide body.
Right now might be the time. Watson's out of the ball game to post Andre up a little bit. It's Diawara who gets the assignment now. Here's a drive to the basket by Laffey. He's hit on his way up and will go to the free throw line for two. Foul will be charged to Sean Barksdale, who just checked in for Ben Watson. His first, team's sixth. Jack Laffey looking for his first point of the night and able to rattle home the free throw. Second one rattling out. 18-17 CBA. Midpoint, quarter two. Diawara checked by Laffey. Picks up his dribble, flips off on the right side for Naquez Joshua. Now it's Ryan Lawrence with it. Barksdale got a touch running through the paint. Diawara again trying to go against Laffey. And he is hacked on the way up. Will go to the line for two. This should be Jack Laffey to get whistled for his second personal foul. Fifth team foul on CBA. And Maurice Diawara to the free throw line for a pair. First one side rim, no good.
You kind of get that same feeling, Matt, we had in that first game, that the crowd is just kind of waiting for a little bit of a run up and down the court, a couple of baskets. Really haven't gotten that yet.
Second one by Diawara, rattling out also. Neither team shooting real well from the line here. And the lead holding at 18-17 for CBA with 3.5 to go. Andre down right baseline, going to spin his way back to the lane. Pretty move off the glass. And Pat Andre with his second basket of the night.
He does know how to finish underneath. And as you said, with Watson out of the game, this is where I would look to him.
20-17 CBA, 3:15 to go. Long range jumper off the mark from Sean Barksdale. Rebounded by the Colts, and Robbie Kennedy will work it up court. Kennedy has it poked out backside. Last touch by CBA. It'll be Lakewood basketball, at least right now. Little discussion.
I think that was clearly off Lakewood. That's a right call. That's good officiating where one guy comes in who had a better view and overrules the other.
CBA baseline inbound throw for Polari. Checked by Lawrence. Handing off to Laffey. Now Kennedy. CBA spreading the offense out here. Four quarters type look. Laffey handling it back near the half court circle with 2:40 to go, and CBA trying to amp to a 20-17 advantage. Akekabar for Kennedy in the left corner. Kennedy, few dribbles to his right, throws one up, coming through the lane, off the mark, no good. Rebound kicked around a couple of times. An offensive foul was called on Jack Laffey as he spun his way into the lane. That's going to be his third. And one would think that's the end of Laffey for the remaining part of the second quarter.
Yeah.
Gordon Neer comes back in with 2:20 to go. And Lakewood trailing by three. Bounce pass on the right for Lawrence. Quick trigger three. Off the mark, no good. Andre with a strong rebound. Good outlet pass as well for Polari in transition. He's fouled on his way up and will go to the line for two more. 7th team foul on Lakewood. Second on Naquez Joshua.
Just a lot of fouls, Matt. You just wonder, like, why? The guy's not in good position. Defensive guys, a lot of them just don't know how to go straight up. They lean in. They get called for that foul.
First free throw by Polari is good. Gives CBA a 21-17 advantage. Second free throw coming up. Rattling out, no good. Colts matching their biggest lead of the night off a 1-2 performance by Polari. 21-17, 2 minutes to go. Lost basketball by Amir Tyler. CBA gets the turnover. Here's Sean Belby, who just checked back in. Hands his hands on it. Working one-on-one against Lawrence. Gets the screen, but picks up his dribble. Throws for Gordon Ear on the left sideline. Here's an intercepted ball by Tyler. He's going to go up and jam it in with two hands. Four for Tyler. Lead is two for CBA, 21-19.
Well, that got the Lakewood fans up and chanting.
Sets up pressure here as well. Hassan Diawara has checked in for CBA. Another strip, and Tyler again will come in and miss the finger roll. Oh, he just dunked it. Why wouldn't you do it again? And then a whistle coming as two players had collided. Foul coming as well. CBA will have a 1-1 off the second foul from Tyler. That's the definition of frustration foul right
there. Yeah.
Wasn't anybody in his path. No reason he couldn't have dunked that one.
Now you'd already say, Matt, the pros do it. The high school kids can too.
To the free throw line for a 1-1, Chima Akekabar. With 1:16 to go. That would have tatted at 21. Now Akekabar can add to his team's two-point lead. He will, making the front end of the 1-1. Tyler hearing it a bit from the CBA student section as Akekabar makes the second. He's got six in the lead, back to four for CBA, 23-19. Coming up on a minute to go, Hassan Diawara throws to older brother Maurice. Back to Hassan, who will direct some traffic on the perimeter. Maurice Diawara with it now as we are at 60 seconds remaining. Hassan Diawara will drive, tried to feed off to Nyblack. Couldn't hang on to it. Nyblack unhappy with the sophomore. And it'll be CBA basketball. Kennedy working up court against Hassan. Feeds back out for Gordon Ear. CBA with 40 seconds left. As Kennedy hand checked by Hassan Diawara. And that's another one of those. Why?
35 feet from the basket, and you put your hand, you basically push, shove him right in front of everyone.
Could get away with maybe a little slight hand check, but not a two-hand shove.
Yeah.
Robbie Kennedy will go to the line. First one on Hassan Diawara. 9th team foul. Kennedy, the front end of the 1-1, good. He's got four. And CBA has built up their biggest lead of the night, which is now 5 at 24-19. Second one coming, also good. 6-point spread with 39 seconds to go, 25-19 Colts. Ball worked down the left side. Now back up top for Hassan Diawara. Flip it on the right for Ryan Lawrence.
CBA with 8 of their 13 points this quarter from the free throw line.
On the baseline, short jump shot up and in for Dan Nyblak, who was left alone. 25-21, 15 seconds to play.
He's got 11 of the Piners, 21. He is a very good player.
Polari working it up court. And a 30-second timeout has been called by Jeff Billett, who wants to set something up with this last possession. 9.3 to go in the second quarter. 25-21 is the score in favor of CBA, the 2 seed in the tournament.
I don't know that this is not the kind of game we expected. We've just seen that when teams get to this point, games have been traditionally low-scoring. Honestly, in most, you know, people think of Lakewood, they think of this explosive offensive team. They're not a great shooting team. I think we saw last year, and again to a certain extent this year, their defense really leads to their offense. We saw Tyler with the steal and the dunk, almost had back-to-backs, but he missed the second chance opportunity. I think it's kind of, you know, this game is played where the pace might be in the 50s, and that would not surprise me one bit.
Yeah, Lakewood played a very deliberate style of offense last year. 9.3 to go, and CBA looking to throw it in. Gordon Ear has to go all the way in the backcourt to Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it up court, break the timeline, look for a screen, go away from it. Wanted to feed Akekabar inside. Clock worked down to 2.1, the ball deflected out. CBA basketball. Kennedy will trigger it. Baseline right. Plenty of time for a catch and shoot. Gordon Ear open from the right corner. That one off the mark and no good. And the teams will head into the locker room with CBA leading this one by a score of 25-21 after a 13-8 second quarter. We'll step out here for a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap what we saw in the first half. Of course, get you set for the second half and look back to game number one, which took place a little while back, put Point Beach into the final contest. 2-minute pause. CBA leads Lakewood 25-21. We're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.